DHS rebukes California Democrats' plan to launch ICE tracker to dox immigration agents. By Warner Todd Houston on October 22, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security is ripping a plan by California Democrats to launch an online tracker to dox Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) officers and to allow pro-illegal migrant activists to interfere with immigration enforcement. ICE tracking apps and websites directly put the lives of ICE law enforcement and their families in danger, DHS wrote in an X post on Wednesday. Less than a month after a deranged gunman, who used an ICE tracking app to plan his attack, opened fire at the Dallas ICE facility, California politicians are pushing to publicize information would further jeopardize officer safety, the message continued. Related video, Democrats threaten to go after ICE agents if they take back power. Anyone who actively obstructs law enforcement in the performance of their sworn duties or assaults law enforcement, including U.S. citizens, will face consequences, DHS said. ICE tracking apps and websites directly put the lives of ICE law enforcement and their families in danger. Less than a month after a deranged gunman, who used an ICE tracking app to plan his attack, opened fire at the Dallas ICE facility, California politicians are pushing to pic.twitter.com/a1juo2jut. Homeland Security, at DHSGov, October 22, 2025. The DHS message cites the news from the Washington Examiner that California Democrats in Los Angeles plan to launch an app to track ICE activity. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, D., and Representative Robert Garcia, DCA, announced the plans on Monday. Garcia claimed that the tracker is part of an investigation into ICE activities. Watch, Facebook is cracking down on targeting ICE. Over the course of the next couple of weeks, the Oversight Committee will be launching on their website a master ICE tracker where we're going to be essentially tracking every single instance that we can verify that the community will send. You'll be able to send us information on. It'll be all available in one central place. And you'll be able to look up that information as it relates to Los Angeles as well, Garcia said. But DHS warned that it would prosecute companies helping the Democrats to design and maintain their tracker. Garcia, though, was undeterred and urged citizens to record ICE activity and report their records to his office, as well as left-wing, pro-illegal alien organizations. If they are able and safe to record what is happening, we encourage them to communicate that to local groups on the ground, elected officials, and offices they can communicate the information with, Garcia exclaimed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.